I know you were with LA and with St. Louis. So how is it personally for you to be a part of the two teams that ended up folding their operation?
I mean, personally, it's just been, you know, one of those years that you're, it's frustrating. You know, I think I found a home in LA with the team, and I thought we did so well. We came so close to a championship that I definitely wanted to see what the next year was going to bring. And then to have that fold and go to St. Louis, you know, obviously, I became excited once I got there and saw the organization, and I was very excited to be there. And I thought that we had a very good team, a team that could go to the championship, and it folded. So personally, it's been very frustrating. I've had to move a couple times, but you know, you're a professional athlete and you know that that happens. And I think I've just taken it as it is and moving on. And I'm very excited to be with this team. And, you know, my focus is to win a championship and help them get there.
How do you think the league as a whole is still holding up? I know it's for you, like, personally, it's been frustrating, but do you think the league is still doing well?
I think the league is still doing well. I think that the idea that they came up with as franchises kind of helps that. You know, if it was league-wide, a team folding would hurt the league. Mm-hmm. I think the fact that they're franchises, they can't really control what each team is going to do. But I think that the teams that are still in, the rumors that I've heard are that, you know, they're very committed. The investors are very committed to making this work. And I think that that's good. You know, that's the kind of people that we need in the league, or people that are saying, hey, we don't care that that happened. We know what we can do. And as our, for our team, we're invested. And to hear the rest of the teams that are still in this league completely invested, I'm hopeful and excited that the league's going to continue to do well.
So once St. Louis was in the rearview mirror, I talked to Albertine the other day. He said that you called them almost like right when you found out about the news. Why did you call Gold Pride?
I mean, I was looking at a couple different spots, you know, and I'd heard that they were interested. And for me, you know, having this happen twice in 1 year, I think I really wanted to make sure that I was going somewhere that, you know, I felt comfortable. I felt like I could make a difference. And I wanted to speak with each of the coaches. You know, Albertine, obviously being from California, I was interested in coming back here. I knew they had a great team, players that I'd played with last year. So calling him, you know, I just really wanted to get a feel for, you know, would he be excited if I came here? What would my role be here? Pretty detailed questions just to kind of figure out where I would fit in best. And if the organization was obviously going to be doing well.
How did he sound when you were asking about coming?
He said he was excited. I mean, definitely he tried to fit me in right away. You know, he kind of said, yeah, we would love to use you on both sides of the ball. And that's something that's very important to me. I don't want to ever be considered just a defensive midfielder anymore. So the fact that he kind of said that, I would love for you to go forward and defend, then I was kind of sold. So, and obviously the weather and yeah, being back in California helps.
Now, you've been in the practice field twice now. Mm-hmm. How's practice going, and how are you integrating with the other players?
It's been great. I've actually known a bunch of the players before, which is great because it makes it a lot easier to get acquainted and jump back in. But practices have been really fun. The team obviously is doing very well, so the energy around here is positive and very, very good. So I'm excited. I've had two good days. We have a game tomorrow, so I'm ready to get back into it. I missed last weekend playing, so I'm ready to go.
Are you going to be on the playing field tomorrow? Do you know?
Yeah, I think so. We, you know, obviously we don't know complete lineups yet. We won't know until tomorrow, but I think at some point I definitely will be.
What are your expectations on the long haul for this team?
I have great expectations for this team. I mean, obviously they've been doing really well. We had a chance to play them the very first game, and St. Louis actually beat them. But you could see the potential that they had, and I think they are just still trying to work out where players should play. And as the games have continued, they've done really, really well. So I'm really excited. I think this is a championship team, and hoping I can help win that.